Chairman, I think I said at the last Oxiana meeting that Australian non-executive directors, on the whole, are underpaid for the roles that they do, and that a couple of hundred thousand a year for a good quality non-executive director is reasonable. And such a program might discourage the Mansell practice of 8 different boards if we could have people just sitting on 3 or 4 but getting paid more appropriately for that. So my question is, I support this increase in the limit. My question is, what are you actually proposing to pay the directors in 08-09 as a base case? And take us through the committee premium situation and also the specific amount that Owen will be getting on top of his base for chairing the integration committee. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen. We took advice on what is the appropriate level of payment for companies of similar size, and the answer was that the median was around 150,000. The 200,000 sounds good, but the median was 150, and we thought the median was good enough for us, so that's where we're setting the fee for non-executive directors. We have not yet, as a board, set committee fees. If we look again at the sort of level of committee fees, somewhere between 20 and 40,000 a year for committee membership or chairmanship is the range, but we haven't set those. We have, however, for Owen, have a recommendation, but as again, as a board, have yet to ratify on the recommendation of a Nomination and Remuneration Committee what his fee. We recognise that that has a sunset clause on it, that that committee has a great deal of work to do between now and December 31st, including a great deal of commitment of time in relation to making sure Andrew gets around all of our contacts in Asia, and Owen will be particularly involved in that. So that committee fees will recognise that and be a bit higher. So that's the level.